This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Thiel, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Thiel, with all the talk in Europe of building a great army, what is going on with Germany and its military?
Well, it's rebuilding it. Somebody I know sent me a link to something from Politico yesterday, and the headline is, Germany's army is rebuilding. What could go wrong? And it talks about the fact that many in Germany have been like anti-military, but now they've switching and beginning to get great pride in their country and their military again. And their defense minister told recruits that Germany's democracy needs to be defended, and they're having celebrations to get new recruits to be loyal to the Federal Republic of Germany. And Politico says across Germany, politicians and members of the public are going through a transformation. And the Bundeswehr, which is their military, was formed to support NATO as opposed to Germany having its own military because they didn't want it to be misused like World War II. But according to the German Chancellor, Merz, Europe doesn't just need to arm itself against Russia, by the way. It needs to achieve independence from the United States. This is one more step of a dangerous sign, according to Politico. And Politico's article concludes with, Germany's entering the third consecutive year of recession, and its heavy industries are struggling to stay competitive. They're now hoping that defense spending will give them a boost. And shares in their steel sector shot up since these military announcements.
But Dr. Thiel, the author didn't really answer the question for us. So what could go wrong?
Take World War III. Also consider that German companies like Volkswagen, which made German weapons in World War II, is now in the process of doing that again. Plus, we see more and more German leaders distance themselves from the United States. There's been a shift going on in Germany. The German publication Deutsche Welle reported, quote, Germans no longer see the U.S. as a trustworthy partner, and they've decided that the government's got to spend money on major parties for military infrastructure. The article states, quote, U.S. no longer reliable. Trump's only been back in office for a while. He's also been calling into question core policies, which is having a massive impact on how Germans view Trump and the United States.
And just how do the Germans now view the United States?
Only 1 in 6 voters describe the United States as a partner that Germany can trust.
Oh, wow.
3/4 believe that NATO can't rely on the United States for protection. There's a growing support for greater European independence, and half of them want a European military alliance. And that's what that article had to say. Now, the day before Trump's first election, on November 7, 2016, I wrote, if Trump is elected, Germans will see this as proof they can't rely on the U.S. for their defense, and it's going to push for a European army. And that has been confirmed.
If the Germans don't think the U.S. can be relied on, and Germany is pushing for a European army, as you predicted, are any steps being taken in Europe to build a German army?
Yeah, they're trying to have a massive army. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz pledged to transform the German army into the strongest conventional army in Europe. So this is appropriate for Europe's most populous and economically powerful country. And their foreign minister said that they accept the idea that they need to greatly increase their military spending up to 5% of their gross domestic product. And both even the opposition party is supporting that. Now, of course, we know Jesus said in Matthew 24:6, the end is not yet. But many in Germany and elsewhere in Europe are unwittingly taking military steps that are going to lead to the end. Here's another article from Europe. A Brussels Reich, von der Leyen's rearm German plan, Europe plan. And the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen introduced Rearm Europe Initiative to have spent almost $1 trillion designed to enhance Europe's defense capabilities, because we're in dangerous times. And let me add that Ursula von der Leyen is also German, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And in the headline of that article, it had the term Reich, which means reign.
So, okay, I noticed the term Reich. So tell me about that term. What does it mean?
Well, the old Worldwide Church of God mentioned that in 1933, Adolf Hitler used the economic crisis in Germany then as a stepping stone to gain control of Germany and inaugurate the Third Reich of German history. And then he decided that it wasn't just enough for his country to go further on. And that's what happened in the Third Reich. And so he used an economic crisis to get there. And could we see a Fourth Reich to follow a third one? Now, the old Radio Church of God back in 1964 thought so. It said the German problem isn't dead. Germans are thinking of an undivided Reich, of an undivided Europe. And they want an undivided Germany. Back then, by the way, East and West Germany were separated. And nobody's been looking forward to this, but the Germans hope and even pray for an undivided Germany, end quote.
So that's really interesting to me, Dr. Teal, as God's holy days also celebrated future events, three of which have been fulfilled. How is the implementation of the Fourth Reich progressing?
Well, since the Radio Church got put that out, East and West Germany united, European Union has formed. We've now got a European currency. And I will also add, by the way, they're looking at a European nuclear umbrella of some type being considered by Germans, as well as large investments in technologies like the super colliders. Technology and blitzkrieg type tactics are going to surprise the world when the German-led beast power rises up that we read about in Revelation chapter 13, five verses. So is the Fourth Reich in the process of forming? Well, some in Germany and elsewhere seem to think so. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody in Germany ultimately wants to dominate the world. But Bible prophecy shows that deep down, those there do want to dominate.
I was wondering if God also revealed something about this. Tell us about the prophecy.
Well, in Isaiah chapter 10, starting in verse 5, we read, "Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I," this is God says, "I will send him against an ungodly," or as the old King James says, "a hypocritical nation. Against the people of my wrath, I'll give him charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and tread them down like the mire of the streets." Now here's verse 7, very interesting. "But yet he doesn't mean so, nor does he think so. But it's in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. For he says, are not my princes altogether kings?" So it says, even though they don't think they want to do it, they think they're the master race and they're going to want to do this. So Isaiah tells the time where this end time Assyrian power is going to be sent against this hypocritical nation or ungodly nation, which means soiled or impious. And of course, right now you see the United States fitting that in many ways.
Talk to us more about this Assyria, Germany, Three Reichs, and NATO.
Well, certain historical and migration records show that the Assyrians moved into Central Europe, particularly in Germany. And by the way, we've got more on that in a free ebook we have at ccog.org on lost tribes that people can read to get all more details. History also shows that Germany was the leading state in what's called the Holy Roman Empire. Now, as far as having different Reichs go, if you look under Fourth Reich, Wikipedia noted the Fourth Reich is a theoretical future German empire following the First Reich, which is the Holy Roman Empire from 962 to 1806, the Second Reich, the Imperial Germany of 1871 to 1918, and the Third Reich, Hitler's Germany from 1933 to 1945. And, you know, some people think that because of its economic influence, Germany's already sort of got a Fourth Reich in charge of Europe. Now, the Bible shows that the final European king of the north will lead a revived type of Holy Roman Empire. This will be the empire of the beast power of Revelation 13. This new world order is going to have German dominance, and in a sense will be the fourth militaristic Reich. Now, as far as NATO goes, it's long been my view that Europe will likely attack the United States and enter the UK under the guise of a NATO exercise. But the Bible shows that the guy who's going to rise up in Europe, which again, I think is going to be German, won't have a lot of supporters, but it pulled off kind of like Adolf Hitler did. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 23, it says, after a league is made with him, he will act deceitfully. Hitler did that. He was deceitful. He's going to come strong with a small number of people. Hitler did that. He's going to enter peaceably into the richest places of Proverbs, province and do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. Well, World War I, World War II, they didn't succeed. This is a prophecy for past that, which is a prophecy for now. Notice, he will disperse among the plunder of the riches. He'll devise his plan against the strongholds and only for a time. Well, in verse 39 of Daniel 11, it says, the power of the strongest fortresses is going to be defeated. And that, for the 21st century, is a reference to the United States and its British descended allies. Now, I will also tell you, the book of Daniel says that this European power will have a great army, Daniel 11, verse 25, and many ships, Daniel 11, 40. And what the German Chancellor Merz says, as well as the EU Commission President, is that's what they're working towards right now. The beast power is prophesied to rise from Europe, by the way, after various crises and reorganizations. We read about the reorganization in Revelation 17, verses 12 to 13. Anyway, a Fourth Reich is in the process of being made, but it's not here yet. Again, we know that Germany was defeated twice last century. But I'm going to read a prophecy from Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. It says, the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Germany was wounded devastatingly for World War I. That helped lead to the rise of Adolf Hitler in World War II. Germany was devastated in World War II, but it's still there. You know, I mentioned Daniel 11, 24. Again, I want to make a few comments. It says, this end time Germanic leader is going to enter peaceably, which I think is under the guise of a NATO exercise, by the way. He's going to be deceitful. He's going to do what his fathers have not done or his forefathers. Again, World War I, World War II, they did not succeed. But again, it says he's going to plunder the spoil and riches, divide plans against the strongholds. And I mentioned Daniel 11:39. It says he will defeat the strongest fortresses and divide the land for gain. Mm-hmm. This ties in, is parallel to Daniel 11, verse 24. So what Germany was unable to do in the 20th century, in World War I and World War II, was prophesied. But other people don't seem to understand these prophecies. They don't seem to see that that was Germany and that they're going to do it in World War III. And the stage is being set. I didn't mention also, as far as getting a great army, right now they're talking about either monetary incentives or they're going to implement a draft in Germany to get this great massive army. These steps are happening. Now in the United States, people are saying, oh, well now, NATO is spending 2% like Donald Trump wants. This is great. Well, they're spending more and more money for their own military. They want to be independent. People like Donald Trump have scared the Europeans in general and the Germans in particular. They want to lead again. Don't think they're going to be passive. They will attack when the end is coming. And I don't think it's too many years from now. Anyway, Germany is more and more committed to be a military power again, and more in Europe are supporting that. And as I've said many times, there will be many unintended consequences. The Trump-Vance administration and a stronger German military is one of them.
Thank you, Dr. Thiel. For more interviews with Dr. Thiel, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is Bible News Prophecy at gmail.com.